parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 113 of the My DVC Points podcast. I'd like to welcome back to the show today, Andy Berry from DVC Resale Market. How you doing today, Andy?
Good, Chad. How are you?
Man, I cannot complain. I am realizing it's a good time to be a DVC owner.
It is, especially a good time to be a DVC seller. If you want to sell, we're out there looking for some listings as we're short of inventory at this point in time.
Yeah, I was looking at that. You're down to what? A couple of days supply of Animal Kingdom. What is there, like 19 contracts out there for Animal Kingdom right now?
That's correct. So a couple of days and we'll be out on Animal Kingdom. And other resorts will be out even faster than that.
Yeah, so it's a good time to do listings if you guys happen to want out of your DVC contract. So Andy, what else is going on in inventory since we kind of went there? I'm assuming Beach Club, Boardwalk, Grand Cal, the usual suspects that are going for top dollar, we need more of, right?
Yep. And what we're really looking for is, you know, draw the basics. Animal Kingdom, Saratoga Springs, and as always, we can use some more Grand Cal listings.
Got it. So how's the Saratoga inventory looking right now? Is that kind of slim as well?
Yeah, a little slow. We're doing about 10 to 12 contracts a week there on sales, running about 34 active listings. So it would give us, you know, 2 to 3 weeks of listings there. If you've got a listing you want to get rid of, or you got a membership you want to get rid of, give us a buzz.
No kidding. Well, it sounds like contracts are moving now, and it sounds like we're almost back to pre-COVID pricing as well.
We have had record sales the last 3 months through July. Waiting to see the final August numbers, but it's looking pretty strong. On the pricing level, pre-COVID, if you looked at the February prices on almost every resort, they're at the same or even higher levels. For example, Animal Kingdom's up $10 per point from a pre-pandemic level. Grand Floridian up about $4 a point pre-pandemic. The other ones are essentially flat. If you look at a comparison with last month, a lot of our guests like to look at that. A lot of our listeners like to look at that. August highlights include Boardwalk up $12 a point or 10%. Grand Floridian up from July, $10 per point.
Wow. The market is back, okay? That's all I can say. If there was a little COVID sale going on, it's back into full swing.
Correct. And seller opportunities, again, exist at Grand Cal, Saratoga, Animal Kingdom. Where's the buyer opportunities? Well, at Grand Floridian, back again. Hilton Head. We don't talk very much about Hilton Head, but there's a bunch of inventory there, and it don't seem to be moving too quickly. So that's an opportunity if you want to take a look at one of those prices, too, one of those listings.
Yeah, we're coming off the peak season to go to Hilton Head as well, so that could explain a little bit of the backup. People came back in and they used their Hilton Head points for a summer vacation at Hilton Head, which is really when you have to own there to really get what you want. And so people could be coming back in and saying, hey, I did my Hilton Head vacation this last hurrah, and it's time to list it.
You got it. So we're taking those in as well. Like to be able to take a look at some of those, get those out on the market. But back to the Rofer, it's the return. Disney's back buying, hadn't buy that many. 22 in total in the month of August after being, I'll call it dormant or blacked out for the preceding. And those contracts consisted of mostly Saratoga Springs at about 50% of the 22. Grand Floridian was a couple. And you know, they had this one little Vero Beach that they bought back. I feel bad for the buyer that was looking at that one.
Yeah, no kidding. Saratoga, usual suspect. Grand Flow, that one's kind of new. Okay, we don't see too many Grand Flow buybacks there. Did they leave Animal Kingdom and Old Key West alone? Because those are the two big ones.
Yeah, they did. They left Animal Kingdom and Old Key West alone. Oh, it's actually Old Key West coming back to it. They did buy back a couple of them there, just 5 in total. Again, small quantity. You remember going back even 4, 5, 6 months ago, we were talking about having too much Grand Floridian inventory. Now, all of a sudden, we're a little bit short and they're buying them back.
And the prices are back up, too, which is even more ironic.
hard to believe. A little bit of difference there going around.
Andy, if you're a buyer right now, where do you think the deals are at?
If I'm a buyer, I'm looking at Grand Floridian as an opportunity there. I'm looking at Hilton Head, as we talked about. I've always said I think Aulani, and you agree, Aulani is a good opportunity if you're looking for some points just for a once every 3 year trip, bank and borrow. I think that'll give you a good perspective. You know, Old Key West, always a good deal there.
I'm a huge fan of Poly as well, and it looks like we got quite a few Poly listings there, but the price has kind of crept up a little bit from that COVID low.
We were talking about this a couple months ago where we didn't have any inventory of it, and then all of a sudden it popped up there on the most economical resort to purchase at, beating Saratoga Springs by a couple pennies. And now all of a sudden people are looking at that as their home resort.
You got Aloha Isle there. You got Ohana. There's just nothing to not love about Poly, okay? And the dues are fairly reasonable there. You still got a really long length of life left on that contract. And it's on the monorail. I'm just seeing plus, plus, plus for those Poly contracts.
Now, again, with this rebranding that they're doing, bringing Moana in, that might take a little bit of a slowness out of the market for the balance of this year into sometime next year. But it'll still be a great resort to own at.
Yeah, that's true. We'll have to see how the member community reacts to the Moana thing, because it was a classic resort. I mean, this was the first resort that opened there. And now you're going to IP theme it a little bit more? Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, if you go back into the history and the archives of the Walt Disney Company, you'll find that Walt and Lillian enjoyed and really reminisced about the Hawaiian Islands. And this was their way to bring the Hawaiian Islands to the East Coast. It was one of their favorite resorts that they were building.
Okay. So we've covered Rofer and 22 contracts bought back last month, covered inventory analysis, and we've covered average sales prices. So I think, Andy, are we missing anything today?
A pretty short discussion. I mean, a little longer than last month because we had something to talk about on Rofer. See if the trend continues through the month of September to buy back listings, but they're doing a couple handfuls of listings a week on a weekly basis. And my guess is they're doing that just to keep the system honest.
Yeah, that makes sense to me as well. Well, Andy, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And how can listeners contact you or follow up with you if they want more?
Directly, they can call me at 949-412-0850 or email me at andy@dvcresalemarket.com or catch me any weekday night till 12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, live chat.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining the show today, Andy. And I would also tell people as well, if they want to know more about you, I've just spent a lot of time over Labor Day weekend building you up your own little page on my website where we're putting some testimonials in there from other members who found you through our shows and our podcast. And so there'll be a link to all of those shows in there, some member testimonials. You can find that at mydvcpoints.com. Just look up at the top for Meet Our Sponsors, and then Andy has his own drop-down page. Thanks so much for joining us today, Andy.
Have a great day and be safe, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.